Welcome back to the original Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Department of Justice and Fulton County Jail. No, I'm kidding about that last part. But this is Coach's Corner, and I'm your host, Brian Craven. We are in week six, I want to say, in the SFL, and I teased this episode a week or two back, and you know, we've had some, I'm not too involved in the gen chat and all of that stuff, but I do look in there from time to time, see what the people are saying, what the hoi polloi are saying. I'm kidding, you're not hoi polloi. I know people have had some thoughts, a big shock, about things like progression, the gameplay, just general state of the league, stuff like that. So I thought I'd weigh in, as is my wont, to do so. Before I go any further, I need you to listen very carefully to what I'm about to say. These are opinions. I'm not accusing anyone of anything. I'm not going to be wholly, I have critiques. We'll put it that way. I have certain critiques. However, and this is the key point that I need you to hear before you go running off and try and get me that third strike and get me banned or whatever. I think it's working. I think progression, the gameplay, all of that is working. It's good. You need to understand something. I hated it when we first made the move. When I first started looking at the way things were going, I was like, this is BS. I don't like it. I was practically shouting at Ross on a phone call, which was totally unfair. It wasn't his fault. To his credit, he's a big softy, and he listened and said he understood and all of that stuff. And of course, that made me feel bad because it was like I was beating up on him for something he didn't do. So I didn't like it. And my opinion has changed. And I do like it. And I'm feeling some kind of way about, you know, my long-term prospects in the league. Heck, I even said, okay, yeah, I'll do the head coach thing. When Gerald said he wanted to do that. If you know me, that's a change. So, when I have a comment about something that isn't quite there, you need to understand, once again, I think it's working. I think we're going to get there. And I am enjoying the overall experience more than I have for several seasons. And, you know, Mr. Cameron Irvine once said that I have the highest standards of anyone in the league. Wait, no, that's not how I put it. He said, I'm the hardest person to please in the league. Tomato, tomato, you can take that as you will. I think of it as high standards. I couldn't help myself. Anyway, so, have some thoughts. We're going to discuss them. We're going to break them down one by one so you don't have to wade through all of it. Just a couple different things there. Not going to be a real long episode. I'm not going to do that to you. But I will break it up in segments, and we'll talk about it. So, stick with me. Moving on. Before I go on, let me just say a word about uniforms. I've decided I'm not really going to do the whole uniform thing. I mentioned, you know, moving up and down the board kind of stuff. First of all, there's just so many of them coming out. Y'all are doing really creative, interesting things. It's kind of fun. Besides that, if you listen to the Dave Axis, if you listen to his show, His lovely wife has a pretty good little segment every week about uniform, you know, whatever. So it's pretty good, and I'm not going to bother, except to occasionally perhaps make a comment on something. For example, I feel compelled to say something about the checkered flag pants worn by Indianapolis. Those are something else. I mean, you put a red velvet smoking jacket on that, and I'm reminded of the days hanging with Hef at the Playboy Mansion. But that's enough about that. Okay, so let's start out with a little bit about the gameplay, and a couple of things about that. Is the running game overpowered? Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. It's ridiculous. Watching your stud linebacker get pimp slapped to the ground repeatedly by the running back. I don't want to hear talk about realism when that's happening like that. All right, I just stop. Okay, just stop. However, not for nothing that the running backs are the highest value players in the whole league. I mean, it's how people built their teams. A lot of teams, frankly, didn't prioritize defense that much, and I'm not taking a shot there. It's simply that they're like, well, we've only got so much on the cap. We're going to do this and build this first and try to catch up later. And that's what they're doing. And so the running game is just a little overpowered right now. And I do think that a couple of things are gonna happen along the way. First of all, as people progress, their defensive players and get a little bit better at that, then they'll slow that down. And then I think some coaches are gonna get better at stopping the run. It's just going to have to change their philosophy a little bit. With the sliders the way they are and with the game the way it is, and just the fact that it just favors the run, it's a different game. It takes a little more work. And I'm fine with that. And I hope that a lot of you can be too. And again, take the long view a little bit. Like I said, we're going to get better. We're all going to get better at handling the running game. It may never be completely. I think it's probably going to be overpowered. You know, kind of overpowered all along the way, just because people are going to continue to invest in their running game, and the game favors the running game so much that it is what it is. But I don't think that it's broken long term. I think it'll get better. Okay, so this next part is a little bit it's a little more complex, a little more multifaceted, but bear with me. You'll understand where I'm going. So let's talk a little bit about progressions, player builds, all of that. For one, it's related, and it is related to the previous topic on the running game. So I don't know how many of you have the base game or have seen the original game, you know, the original 2K4 game. But It has, obviously, NFL teams, NFL rosters, and all of that stuff. On the topic of builds, progression, all of that stuff, whatever, I mentioned when talking about the running game that the running backs kind of overpowered. One of the things about those, if you start to look at those, I looked at, I didn't look at every SFL roster, but I looked at a lot of them. And then you go and look at the NFL rosters. One of the things with the running backs is that virtually every SFL running back has a higher overall rating than 98% of the running backs on the NFL rosters. I'm not joking. You may have heard of LaDainian Tomlinson. He was a pretty good running back. He's a 94 overall in the game, if I remember correctly. Might be a 95. Anyway, he's a 94 overall. If not the highest rated running back, close. We have two on our team who are higher than that. 96 and 100 overall as running backs. We're not the only team with running backs rated that high. Virtually every team in the SFL would have a higher rated running back than the NFL teams. There are teams on the NFL rosters with the highest rated running back being a 79. And so that's part of why the running game is so overpowered, because the running backs are overpowered. And this brings me to another issue, and it's something to think about. One of the things that we were running into with the SFL on APF was that every team had virtually everyone pretty much maxed out on virtually every attribute. And then with a bunch of animations on top of that. And so every player on the field was a stud. And if everyone's a stud, nobody's a stud. And it frankly made for some kind of goofy gameplay at times. That could happen here. As most of you know, I work nights, and so I'm, and my job is pretty much just make sure the place doesn't burn down. And so I'm sitting there with my Retroid doing Sims for 6.5-7 hours a night. At the end of the night, I started up I just wanted to see, so I started running games, just random games with the NFL rosters to see how they played. And they play a little bit different. And to be honest, they play a little bit better in terms of you're watching a game and enjoying a game. Because the teams are built, not everybody on there is a 90 overall player. Not everybody, you know, one of your starting defensive ends is a 72 overall. Okay, so you see what I'm saying? So the reason I'm tying this into progression is this has always been an issue with the SFL. It's always been something that Doug and I would chat about, either doing a show or just chatting about in the living room when I was living with him in Oklahoma. It's very difficult to find players, and I don't have anything against players who are all they are is a player. Maybe they're not involved in the front office or coaching or ownership or doing broadcast or any of the many things you can do in the league. Maybe they're just a player, and it's very difficult to find a person. And I have no judgment on this. To find a person who isn't interested in having their player be as good as possible. Do you know what I'm saying? So you know how you're gonna. What are you gonna do now with the salary cap? we have to manage that a little bit more than we did with progression the way it is. You don't get to those maxed attributes as quickly, and frankly, they're going to be expensive if you do, because of how the salaries cap is done now. I have no problem with this because it's part of the interest of building a team and finding a team that will come together and do that. I think that's great. But when the money is flowing to the league, and again, no problem with that. It is what it is. This isn't real football. We're not getting paid. When you're paying and not getting paid, then it's perfectly understandable that you're going to want your player to be as good as possible. And so I think that's always going to be, there's going to be a tension between those two things going forward, because, you know, how you going to do it differently? So that's part of the thing that we have going on right now. Now, I am not unsympathetic to the players. I'm a little bit unsympathetic, but not really, in that I know that some of these owners and GMs didn't really dig into how progression and everything was going to be. And so come contracts, like, oh yeah, we're going to cut that way back, but you'll be able to get that back. Either they'll be like, well, you've got a lot banked, you can just get it back week one. No, you can't, and you shouldn't. Or, well, we'll build that back and you'll get it back over the season. And then they start looking at what it costs for those things, like, oh crap, no, you can't. So even them, I have some sympathy because, here you are and now you're stuck. I have a lot of sympathy for a new player. They just joined the league maybe 3 weeks before the draft. And they're like, oh, this is cool. And they got drafted. And now they're looking at their attributes and they're going, oh, I'm never going to be, you know, I saw one player comment that he was like, I have no shot to ever be the number one receiver. And I understand feeling that way. What I would say is, one, obviously we've seen an announcement from the league that there's going to be some adjustments and some things to try to help that out. So as they used to say in Philadelphia, trust the process. On my worst day, when I'm mad at Cam about something, I still know he's going to try to, it's always a work in progress. And so, I'm kind of like, give the guy a chance. He is trying to address some of those things. So, I'm kind of like, trust the process there. But I also, I don't know, maybe for everyone else it's okay, but I think if we got to that point where everyone's just a stud, I don't know that the gameplay is going to be that interesting on the field. I mean, I was at the point where I watched our games with APF, where I watched our games, and even then, not all the time, and I watched a little bit of whoever we were playing to get some idea of what they were going to do, but even that was pretty generic and all of that stuff. I have found myself watching most of these games because these games are interesting. But if we get to the point where everybody's a 95 overall and all that stuff, I feel like the gameplay could deteriorate, and that would be disappointing. You know, because we've got some good stuff going on. We've got some different stuff going on. We have some of the same. We still, it's a video game. We still have some quirks and stuff like that. But so anyway, that's my thought on the progression and the builds and all that stuff. I'm sympathetic. I understand that and this is easy for me to say. I'm pleased with how my player is built. I don't have any issues with that. If he never improved at all, I'd be like, well, this is fine. He's a nice player now. You know, he's doing okay right now. So it's easy for me to sit there and say, be patient, trust the process and all that stuff, when, as far as my position goes, my player's not bad, So I get it. But I do really, the league has been evolving the entire time it's been in existence. And I think this is no different. I think, you know, a season or two down the road, we will have found a rhythm and we'll be kind of going and whatnot. And, you know, I think those opportunities for everyone to enjoy it are still there, will be there. And I like to see people just kind of settle in and give it some time. Lastly, I want to dive in just a little bit on coaching, playbook, game planning, all of that stuff. So, some of you know, some of you were part of the conversation or have heard about the conversation. Cam said to either one of our guys or someone else at one point, he's talking about what. Well, let me give you some background on that. So what I was shouting unfairly at Ross about were the changes to coaching. And again, for those that don't know, the playbook size has been increased dramatically. And that was, under the old system, it was like that, you know, keeping a playbook down to relatively minimum was a way to get the plays that you wanted called when you wanted them called. As you know, I was a high school coach for a long time. This is not, I kind of don't call this coaching. This is coding. It's not coaching. Okay. It just isn't. You can't make adjustments. 9 times out of 10, you get a call. Well, not 9 times out of 10, but you get a call. It's like, that is utterly ridiculous. I would never make that call ever. No coach would that wasn't a moron or Pete Carroll from the Seattle Seahawks. So it's not coaching. Okay. But at least you had some modicum of control, some ability to kind of put in place a game plan that you liked, that worked. And it felt like you weren't going to be able to do that with so many plays. And frankly, and this is where I started to mention Cam, Cam wanted that. Okay? He didn't like it when I made comments about competitive integrity and the show being more important than the game, thing like that. And I was being a dick. I will say that I stand by what I said, but I was still being a dick. Okay. Let's be honest. The league's focus is not strictly gameplay. It isn't. It can't be. Right? Because this is a product that he is selling to you and I, you know, simulation football. The simulation being that we are football players. Okay? Not that it's really real. Okay? And I think the selling of that wasn't great. Could have been better. Cam said to one of our guys, I think Liam or somebody, or he said someone, he said at some point, when you guys figure out the puzzle, I have to come over and flip over the table. He likes it when I had heard, whether or not this is true, I don't know, but I had heard when talking to an owner that has been struggling with the coaching and finding coaches, he said, again, I had heard this, I don't know for sure if it's true, so take this with a grain of salt. He said, well, it's going to be better with the new system, or you won't have to worry about it, or something like that. If he didn't say it, we're all thinking it. All of us that have been doing the coaching have been thinking it, because there's a randomness to it. And with more plays, it's even more randomness. This is by design. Again, I used to despise that. I very much despise that. Now I don't care. To be honest, I kind of feel like we figured out how to get what we want out of the playbook anyway now. And I think a lot of us have. You watch the way some of these teams are playing. You know, and I know I'm one of those, you know, one of those evil coaches that likes to win. But I think the Louisiana guys enjoyed the last 2 weeks more than they did the three prior. You know, even though they're not those nasty coaches that only care about winning. So we've kind of figured out how to do what we want on the field, get the playbook to do what we want, and for the most part. And so it's fine. It's fine. And I don't mind... the goal. I don't mind the I don't even mind, frankly, and I'm just going to say this out loud, that this makes it easier for some team to compete. It really does. Some teams to compete, because you can just, you know, if you just really want to, you know, you can go in and put together some subs, you know, some formation subs, if you want to try to tweak it a little bit, and maybe add or drop a play here and just say, yep, there's our playbook. If you want to do that, you can do that. And I, even if I didn't feel a responsibility to the guys on my team, I'd be half tempted to try that for a season and see if we couldn't go 6-6. Just randomly go 6-6, because, you know, whatever. I really think it's possible. I'm not going to do that. I feel a responsibility to my team to do the best I can and to give them the best product possible. So, you know, we're working every week. We're making changes every week. We're trying to adapt and put together a good playbook. And I think we've kind of figured it out. But the point of all this is to acknowledge that we have to be realistic about what we're doing and what the product is, okay? And it's completely, if I really hated it, Cam wouldn't be getting my money. The league wouldn't be getting my money. I'd just be like, nope, I'm out. And I thought about it when I was in the mindset that I was in before. Now I'm in a place where it's like, you know what? I'm having a good time. I'm fine with rolling with this and seeing what happens. So that's one of the things. It's a show. It's not pro wrestling where it's all fake and garbage. But it is still a show. First. And that is the important thing first. And I'm not really buying the whole it's a community first thing, because I'm keeping my community kind of small. But there's validity to that argument as well, because I have made friends here that I would not, because I never would have met them. Doug and I grew up like 15 miles apart, but we probably never would have met without the league, you know. So certainly wouldn't have met Ross and Gerald and Tommy. His name, not really Tommy, but you know that. I wouldn't have met Gary Clem and Van Lacy, Doug Britton, Jess. I wouldn't have met these people. Never would have met Leonard Butler Sr. and had the pleasure of knowing him ever so briefly without the league. And so, I'm grateful to that part, but, I'm not 100% on that. Well, no, it's just about the community. It's like, I could have a community without paying money every month. So that's all well and good. But here we are. This is the process. This is what we have going on. It is fun. I am enjoying it. Kind of holding on to it loosely. Not being as not worrying so much about what happens, if you will, going forward. But you know, I thought I'd kind of wrap up with that, just kind of talking about that. I think it's important to acknowledge realities of some things, and so yeah, that's what I'm saying there. Okay, so that, I'm going to end with that. I'm just going to leave it at that level, on just talking about the first part of the season. It's been, like I said, my feelings about this game have, my goodness, I'm just getting notifications all over the place. My feelings about the game and the, way it's going and the, progression and gameplay and all that stuff, they've changed, and I feel pretty positive about what's happening. I feel like we are on a decent track. And I think it's important to just kind of have some awareness as to what, you know, what the real goals are for what we're doing. It is sure going to be interesting to see how this all goes. And boy, I really think next season is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the off season. You know, we're going to have a minor league season with the new game. We're going to have progressions have developed a little bit. Excuse me. I think it's going to be fun. We saw, you know, had an announcement that the minimum roster size going up to 27. We're going to see some of the results of some of the trades. I know as of right now, Louisiana has no trades left for next season, which is kind of fun, kind of wild. Not trades, no draft picks going into next season draft. You know, what are people going to do in the off season? Are people disappointed? Are there enough people disappointed that they call it quits? Are there people that maybe they were thinking about it, but they changed their mind? And of course, there's always the teams that the people that change teams on a regular basis and all of that. I just think it's going to be. I think that's getting even more interesting than it ever was before. You know, looking forward to that, I think the guys that take care of that stuff for Louisiana do a fantastic job. So I look forward to seeing what happens there. Coming up next, hopefully soon. Speaking of Ross, I'm going to get have him on the show, and we're going to talk about some of this stuff. Ross has got some feelings of his own that he wants to share with the greater public, and I want to give him a platform to do that. I also would like to. There's a couple other people. I'll leave it unknown for now. But there's a couple other people that I want to bring on the show and have them talk to y'all about some of the things that they are thinking, some of the things they've got in the works, and what have you. Look forward, hopefully you'll be looking forward to that, and hopefully I won't keep you waiting as long as I have been with some of these others. as always, I leave you with good luck and God bless, my friends.